Okay, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and who was the relay again?
Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike Juliet Yankee in Jamonville, PA, running the Collins S line into the SB 220.
Okay, WA3MJY, all right, we got you checked in. You get to be the first one here today. And this is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary is a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Once again, my name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilowatt in Southlake, Texas. We're streaming live via the Internet. You can get us on the TuneIn at Tango Uniform November Echo India November. TuneIn is the app for your phone if you want to do it that way. Once you get that on your phone, it's a free service, free device. Just search for Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and we'll pop right up there, and you can listen to us as you're out and about. We can also be heard via our website, whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org. W5CGC.org is the website. If you'd like to find out more about the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net and the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club, we'll be celebrating our 26th anniversary here on this frequency next month from the great state of Texas. So we've been doing this for a little while. Let's see if we have anybody out there that happens to be an active duty Coast Guard person. Active duty Coast Guard, this is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Any active duty Coast Guard? Any relays? All right, how about regular Coast Guard Net members who are mobile? Regular Coast Guard Net members who are mobile. Any relays on that? Okay, hearing none, we'll dive right in. Look for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary.
Kilo Bravo 1, Juliet Delta Yankee.
Radio Mike Charlie.
I got JDY Radio Mike Charlie. Who else?
Whiskey 8, Mike Juliet Mike.
Whiskey 8, Mike, Juliet, Mike. Who else?
Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa. Who else?
Kilo Alpha 6 Delta.
Kilo Alpha 6 Delta. Another Coast Guard veteran, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
K9 Lima November Entry.
K9 LNX. Who else? Anybody else? Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta. Anybody else?
Whiskey Tango Golf Sierra.
Whiskey 6, Tango Golf Sierra. All right. Well, let me work this crew, and we'll go from here. WA3MJY, did you want to pop in here and say anything, guy? Over.
Okay, Dick, W5CGC, WA3MJY, just here at my place in the mountain in Jamonville. Have to go to my 50th high school class reunion today, but I thought I'd come up here and cut the grass and then also see how things were on the Coast Guard net. I haven't been in here for a few weeks. The band seems awful quiet, although your signal is about 5 to 10 over 9 at times. And I'm going to stick around just to see if I can hear my friend Gus. And if you can hear, if he does check in and I'm not around, just tell him I said hi. And tell him that I said I want to try to set up our schedule again this winter if we can on 14-210. W5CGC, WA3MJY, I hope this thing sounds okay.
Yeah, it sounds okay. We haven't chatted with Gus in a couple of weeks. Propagation just hasn't been there for him. Hopefully he'll have a chance to get back on there today, and we can say howdy. But enjoy your class reunion. That's always a real trip. Good luck with that. Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike Juliet Yankee. We'll see you next week, and we'll say hello for you. 73, Semper Paratus.
Semper Paratus, 73.
Kilo Bravo 1, Julia Delta Yankee, how are things in Moosup, Connecticut?
W5CGC, KB1JDY. Hello, Dick and everybody on the net. George from Moosup, Connecticut. Beautiful out there up in the northeast there today, Dick. 73 degrees, low humidity, cool, beautiful. It's going to be a nice weekend. Back to you, Dick.
Have I ever asked you what a Moosup is?
Sure, Dick. You know, the Indians were looking up the river, and they saw a moose up the river.
Is that how that works?
So they say, Dick.
All right. I guess we can call it Moosup, Connecticut. There you go. Well, you got a nice signal, and glad to hear you on there today, as usual, George. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. You're sounding great up into the northeast, Dick, and thanks for picking me up in Semper Paratus.
All right, sir. Semper Paratus to you. KB1JDY, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie.
W5CGC, Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie. Good morning, Dick. Pretty good conditions today. I guess I can hear you in a couple of stations, but oh well. Temperature right now is about 60 degrees and overcast. It's going to be about 90 this afternoon. But fall is here, and eventually it's going to start cooling off. Not a lot's going on. Our granddaughter is down visiting us for the weekend, so that's going to keep us busy. Over.
How old's the granddaughter?
She'll be 6 in December.
Yeah, that'll be a fun time. All right. Well, very good. You have a good weekend and a good visit with the crew there, and your signal nice and strong, and nice temperature as well. Now, see, that sounds more like San Francisco Bay to me, 60 as opposed to 90. Over.
Yeah, roger. Well, it will get to 90 this afternoon, but that won't last much longer. It'll start cooling off.
Roger, roger. Well, very good, Tim. Well, have a good weekend and enjoy the visit. Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie in Petaluma, California. W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Take care. Whiskey 8, Mike Juliet Mike. How are you, Mr. Flint, Michigan? Over.
A5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W8MJM in Flint, Michigan. The name is Matt. I was just thinking how old I was. I was sitting here, my birthday's coming up next month, and I don't feel all that old, but I was thinking that it was 53 years ago this month that I enlisted in the Coast Guard. So I guess I am getting old, over.
Oh well, we don't want to look at the things like that. Let's see, 50. I'm gonna have to say that it's getting about the same for me too. About the same many years ago when I enlisted. Over.
Yep, it seems like yesterday I took that bus into the training center, and everything changed as soon as they opened the door on that bus. Over.
Yeah, they forgot me. I got there and on the bus and nobody showed up. I finally had to go across the street to I guess it was a restaurant or a drugstore or something and asked the question, and they called somebody, and pretty soon here they came.
They forgot you, huh?
I was the only one on the bus that was going there at the time, so they weren't. For whatever reason, they didn't get the message to come and get me, and I had no instructions on who to call, so I just had to wing it. Fortunately, apparently I wasn't the first one. Whoever was the storekeeper across the street there called the Coast Guard base, and they came out and got me, and as you said, everything changed after that.
Yep, it was quite an experience, but I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Absolutely not. Well, thanks for sharing that, and good to have you on board from Flint, Michigan. Have a good weekend up there. 73 Semper Paratus.
73 and Semper Paratus, Dick. W8MJM.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa.
Yeah, this is Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa. Enjoying a little cooler weather for a change. Been going into the 60s at night, and not bad. It was 71, 70-something one day this week, but figured I'd get outside and do a little painting on the house before it turns on again, over.
I don't blame you for that. What is it over here? It's about 80. It looks like about 85 degrees out there. Sun's out. That means it'll be close to 90 here probably before the net's over, and somewhere in the middle 90s before the afternoon is over. We're just in a holding pattern of 90 degrees every day, so it has not cooled off here at all. Good to have you on board with us today, Ed. And it sounds like the weather is pretty nice. Over.
Yeah, Roger. I think it's supposed to go up to 85, 86 or something today, but it's gradually creeping back up, so I expect it'll be hot again by next week. Over.
It's probably not done with you. You probably get another one or two of those hot days. All right, sir. Well, big Semper Paratus to you. Thanks for being there, and as always, and good chatting with you. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November, Papa W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Take care.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November, Papa, Semper Paratus out.
Kilowatt Alpha 6, Delta.
Good morning, Dick, and good morning to everybody that can hear. Dick, you were about 10 over 9 out here in Southern California, and it's about 71 or 72 right now, but our temperatures are supposed to go up into the low 90s, so I guess we're in the same boat you are. So we had a good time last night with our church friends at a supper, where everybody brings, progressive supper, I guess you call it, with everybody brings something, and I always tell them, make sure we got plenty of desserts, and one lady brought upside down cake, and boy, it was awesome. So, pineapple upside down cake, and otherwise things are okay here, and it's a beautiful day, so can't complain. So, wish everybody the best. Have a wonderful day. This is KA6D, back to W5CGC.
KA6D, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good, Mort. Well, the question, do you have to stand on your head to eat the upside down cake?
Well, fortunately not.
Well, I'm good. I'm glad to hear that. That sounds good. Actually, I've had those. Those are mighty fine. It's been a long time though, but those are good. You have a good weekend out there. Always a pleasure. Nice big signal from Southern California, about an S9 or so. Kilowatt Alpha 6D, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. See you next week. 73s.
73, Semper Paratus.
K9LNX. How are you? And how's the crew up there? Over. That's not as strong as I would like there, Gary. A little hard to hear. We must be in one of the few spots that that's just right on the fringes of making a trip in here. Over.
Yeah, Roger. I've got some trouble with you. The guys in California were there 9 seconds ago, so it's a little strange this morning.
Okay, I missed your last question. You want to try again?
Yes, it's supposedly this weekend is supposed to start raining. We'll have to wait and see. We had all September. Go ahead.
Oh, up there in your neighborhood? It's not coming from this part of Texas. If you're going to get some rain, it's going to be from what happened south and east of us. But this part of Texas is dry as a bone. Over. Yeah, Roger, Roger. Well, you have a good weekend up there anyway, and enjoy all those grandkids. I know you've got a bushel basket full of them that run in and out of the house all the time, so you have a good weekend, and we'll look for you next week, Gary. K9LNX, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73, Semper Paratus.
Okay, 73. I don't know whether they can next week or not. My sense of what's going on here. W5, CGC, K9.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta.
W5CGC, WB2ELD. Hi, Dick. Boy, you got a really good signal here this morning, nice and clear. I'll tell you, none of that 90s stuff for us anymore, though. It's 75 here. It's just a beautiful day. Nice blue sky. No clouds up there. I think they said it might have something coming in on Monday, maybe, possibly some rain then, but nothing
on the horizon. So I'm glad to hear you weren't touched by all that rain they had down there. I heard about that. I think they said 40 inches or something. I just can't imagine that. But you must have been something. Anyway, for me today, just got some yard work I want to get done. And, as we get closer to the fall, the leaves are going to start to come down and have to start doing the cleanup stuff then. So kind of stuff in preparation for it now. So anyway, Dick, back to you, and what's up for you today? Over.
Yeah, Roger. No, yes, there were some areas down around Houston that received 40 inches, and I had to. Somebody told me that. I said, "Now that just can't be right." But apparently, it was, and that all that rain, and they got a lot of flooding down there, and they did have some fatalities as a result of the storm, and. It moved up to the eastern part of the state and then went north of us. We got nothing out of it. We could have used some of that, little bit of that 40 inches here, but not a drop. Anyway, sir, thank you very much, Art. Hope you have a good weekend out there, and sounds like a comfy weather one anyway. Whiskey Baker 2, Echo Lima Delta, Semper Paratus. We'll talk to you next week.
736
Tampa Paradis, this is WB2 ELD. Roger. Whiskey 6 Tango Golf Sierra, go ahead. W6TGS?
Yeah, you just take a real deep space, Dick. Sometimes I can hear you, and other times it's just completely gone. I just figured out. 61 years since I reported to Alameda Go.
61? That's a Roger that. Well, that's a while ago. I went to Cape May. I flew into Philadelphia on an old Eastern Airlines, one of those Constellations, you know, with the three tail feathers on them, prop jobs. I flew into Philadelphia on one of those and rode a bus over to Cape May. That's how I got to boot camp. Over.
Yeah, well, the recruiter took us down in a station wagon down to Alameda. long time ago. Yeah, for the mess, you were strong in here, just as steady as could be, but since the net started, USB is just unbelievable. I mean, totally can't hear you. And then back up to about a 5.8, so it's really strange. So anyway, talk to you next week and stay dry. See you next Christmas. 40 inches is a little much for rain, Joe. Bye.
Yeah, well, it is. Like I say, we didn't get a drop here, but fortunately, they did down south and flooded up a bunch of stuff. So have a good weekend out there, Judd. W6TGS, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net in progress. My name is Dick Delta India Charlie Kilo. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Let's take some more check-ins. I'm looking for Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service doctors who serve with the Coast Guard, and Coast Guard Auxiliary.
M3OUE. M3OUE. M3OUE.
N3OUE. Who else?
Whiskey 4
again?
Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Charlie.
Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Charlie. Who else? Any relays? All right, November 3, Oscar Uniform Echo. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon there, Dick. Good to hear you. You're coming in really good today. I was listening to your talk about when you enlisted. I had to take a bus from Salisbury, Maryland to Norfolk. I got sworn in, and they put me on a train to come back up to Philadelphia and back out to Cape May. So that was a roundabout thing. But anyhow, it's mid-80 degrees here on Eastern Shore of Maryland. Nice sunny day. Back to you, and 308.
Roger, Roger, N3OUE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Nice signal today, John. Great big signal. So good to have you on board today. That is a roundabout way to get to Cape May, I would say. Yeah, I don't remember too much about the bus ride except the end of it. The fact that they pulled into the circle there at Cape May, and there wasn't anybody there, and I was the only one there, and I had to go across the street. I don't know. I don't remember now whether it was a drugstore, a restaurant, or what it was. Probably a drugstore. And I think also doubled as the bus station. And I went in there and said, I think somebody's supposed to pick me up, but I don't have a phone number. And so they called, and that was the end of that. They showed up pretty quick. Over.
Yeah, I forget. I think I took a bus from Philadelphia back out. Matter of fact, I think there's a group of, I can't remember whether a group of one of the Coast Guard buses picked us up. I can't remember. But anyhow, I know it was a roundabout trip, and I slept in the train overnight, an overnight trip. I don't know why in the name of heavens they went through all that, but whatever, it was the government. That's the way they did things back then. Anyhow, memories, a lot of memories. Back to you, N3OUE.
Yeah, you betcha. N3OUE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. You have a good weekend out there on the Maryland coast, and we'll look for you next week. 7-3 Semper Paratus.
Okay, look for you also there, Dick. Have a real good week. Take care, and stay dry out that way. 73 Semper Paratus. This is N3OUE.
Roger, Roger. Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Charlie. We're doing okay. You're in a zone that I've been having some hard times with today in terms of propagation, but right now I got a good signal on you. What's going on up there? Over.
Well, not a whole lot. Yeah, that problem with that propagation also. I got my antennas orientated west and east, so it goes broadside. I get most of the stuff up there north. So I got to work on that one of these days. But right now it's 74 degrees and sunny here in Rome Mountain, Tennessee. And not too much going on. Just kind of been working with a buddy of mine. That 6-meter repeater, and he just got himself a new Icon 7300. So we're going to be having fun setting all that up. And I got a couple extra little HTs lately, and I'm going to be experimenting with some different antennas. That's about it. You know, we're just enjoying the cooler weather here.
Roger, Roger. Well, very good, Tom. Very good. Well, good luck with that 6-meter repeater and working with your buddy 7300. That'll give you some fun learning how to make that sing, and a lot of good stuff going on there. So enjoy that nice, sounds like cool mountain weather up there. 70, mid-70s sounds pretty comfy for the moment from here. Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Charlie, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Take care. We'll look for you next week. 7-3 Semper Paratus.
Okay, Dick. You have a good day there.
What?
and good conditions. I hope they follow you there for sure. Semper Paratus, and shout out to all my old buddies out there, and all the old breaker sailors and buoy tender sailors and the old black boat sailors for sure. So 73 W4 NKC, I'll be clear.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Again, looking for check-ins for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
Kilo Bravo 7.
Kilo Charlie.
There's a Kilo Bravo. Starting with Kilo Bravo. Okay, guess I was hearing things. Who else?
Kilo 2
Is there a Kilo, Kilo 4? Uniform, Kilo, Kilo 4, Uniform Charlie Echo, is KK4INP in there?
KK4INP.
I thought I heard you just a little bit there, Bill. Hang on. Two of you. Kilo, Kilo 4, Uniform Charlie Echo, go ahead. All right, KK4, Uniform Charlie X-Ray, go ahead.
Good morning, Dick. It's been a while since I've checked in. This is Kim, Lexington, Virginia.
Yeah, Kim, how are you out there in Lexington, Virginia? Kilo, Kilo 4, Uniform Charlie X-Ray, it has been a while. And you're in that propagation zone I was talking about there just a few minutes ago with W4MKC. Not the strongest, but you're doing all right now. How you been? It's been well over a year, over.
I've been doing well, Dick. Fully retired now. Just got a brand new
Roger, Roger. Got a brand new dipole up in the air. Well, you're making the trip. S3 to 5, and so that's not so bad. Over.
Roger, Roger. Thank you for the show. Charlie X-ray, 73.
All right, Kim. Good talking to you again. Don't be a stranger. KK4UCX. W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, KK4, INP, all the way down there in Key West. Mr. Bill, let me get the antenna a little bit south, a couple clicks. That might help some. And we'll see how things are going with the maintenance program aboard U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Ingham Museum ship. Mr. Bill, go ahead.
All right. How you doing there, Dick? That antenna shift helped a little bit. Propagation is pretty bad today, I guess, in Area 4. Who knows? Yesterday, 20 meters was great, but today it isn't doing so well. But it's raining today, additionally. And we're painting and waxing and building and doing all kinds of stuff in spite of it. So we're still busy.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Things pretty quiet in the Key West area in general?
Yeah, the season hasn't started yet, so it's still a good time. You know, tourism's way down. It's kind of locals' time. And we had a couple celebrations on the pier last night and so forth. But, no, it's we're getting ready for the season, and we'll be ready, and we're still collecting money for dry docking, putting it away, and we'll eventually get there, over.
Roger, Roger. I know it takes a lots and lots of money to do that. So don't forget Ingham on your Christmas list this year for your donation. If you you might as well make it for Halloween. I guess that comes up first, right?
Yeah, that's Fantasy Fest time down here, where all the school teachers and preachers and everybody from around the country come down for about a week and take all their clothes off. Over.
Well, only in Key West. I think that's, don't they block off the causeway to keep the normal people out?
No. It's actually all pretty well under control. In the old days, it used to be a little wilder than it is now, but it's a pretty nice festival. It's turned more into a family event, and that's great. Over.
Oh, well, okay, if you say so. I haven't been there, but my sister has. Oh, geez. Well, very good, Bill. Everybody in the crew there aboard Ingham doing okay?
Yep, everybody's doing fine. Mikey's sitting next to me here, and we got other guys working down below, painting out staterooms and waxing decks and all that sort of thing. So, it's a good chance to really get some stuff done that you can't do when the tourists are around, over.
Roger. Roger. Very good, Bill. Well, good to have you on board here today. Hello, Mr. Mike, and good to have you there on the side as well.
wish you all the best. And no rain here in North Texas. It all fell down in South Texas and missed us. So we're dry as a bone, and they got more water than they can put anywhere down there. So it's been interesting. Over.
Yeah, it's a sad situation. It's just one thing after another for some area of the country, and it's just a shame, but that's all part of the climate change. Just quickly, what kind of signal report are you getting on us right now?
Oh, you're S7, good solid audio, no problem at all. Over.
Okay, Roger. Just curious, because we're on G5, and when it gets wet, sometimes it acts squirrely. Over.
I gotcha. Well, it's working today, and as soon as I turned the antenna more towards Key West, you really came up. So, good deal. Mr. Nick, AL7DD, out there in the Great Northwest, is coming up next. AL7DD, how are you copying Key West today? Over.
Blue, S7 here, Q5 copy. Good signal out here on the West Coast.
S7, Q5 copy out on the West Coast, Bill.
Roger. Well, always enjoy Nick's history update. Comes up with some really interesting things, and of course, you know, we're in the history business. But it's glad that other people on the net are listening. Some of the Coast Guard history that they never were aware of. It's quite a service. Over.
Roger, Roger. Well, that is coming up next. And Nick, you're just a little overdriving something. I don't know which rig you're using. That's a little bit muffled for some reason today, but nice and strong. Boy, oh boy, is it strong. I guess that he did some antenna work, took his tower down, got new coax, is probably putting all that RF in the air instead of leaking out the coax at the bottom of the tower or something today, Bill. So have a good week, and we'll get Mr. Nick in here and do this week in Coast Guard history. We'll also find out if we have any of the Alaska guys. I got managed two of them last week, Nick, without you being here, but it was a tough go. And no Hawaii. I did not hear our buddy Gus out there this time. So AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, your turn in the barrel. What happened this day in Coast Guard history?
Okay, Richard, I probably had the mic too close to my mouth here with the boom, so I backed it off a little bit. But today in Coast Guard history, in 1791, Secretary of the Treasury Alexander Hamilton authorized an allowance of 9 cents for every ration that the revenue officers did not draw. And there was like 6 or 8 different things for this day in Coast Guard history, but I tried to pick two of the interesting ones. There was a big rescue also, but in 1938, a hurricane hit the northeast coast, wreaking havoc among the lighthouses and lightkeepers there. First assistant keeper Walter B. Eberle of the Whale Rock Light was killed when his light was swept into the sea. And the wife of a head keeper, Arthur Small, was killed when she was swept away from the Palmer Island Light Station. And the keeper of the Prudence Island Light Station's wife and son were drowned when the light station was swept into the sea. And many more of the stations and depots were severely damaged as well. So pretty tragic day for the lighthouse keepers there, Rich. W5CGC, AL7DD.
Roger, roger. And what year was that, Nick? I you probably said I missed it.
1938.
Oh, my gosh. Well, certainly a tragic day for the Coast Guard and lightkeepers up on the northeast coast. Thanks for that update, and we'll let you see who you can get with all that brand new coax and antenna. He's got a new rotor, right? Did I get that right? And new coax, and he actually polished the corrosion off the top of his antenna, so more RF is actually getting in the air. Isn't that true? Over.
Well, sort of, but we had a lot of Murphy, too, so Murphy showed up on several occasions. So we'll bring the quad to bear on the great state of Alaska, looking for our Alaskan members. KL7-AWQ, KL7-IQQ, KL0-Quebec-Zulu,
looking for any of the Alaskans. Call now. Looking for our Alaskan members. KL7IQQ, KL7IWC, KL0KBEC-ZULU, KL7AED, KL1ALPHA-SIERRA, any of our Alaskans. Any of our Alaskans, call now. Well, I don't hear any of our Alaskans, so I'll bring her back around, and as we come through the eastern quadrant, we'll see if Carlton happens to be there, W86ANH, W86ANH, hope you could get down to the station this morning and say hello to us, other than sending us an email. Carlton, you happen to be around? Well, no Carlton, so we'll continue on down to the south, looking for N87J, 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 anything out of Hawaii this morning, there, bus over. N87J, N87J, AL7 Delta Delta.
Delta Delta, this is N87 Juliet. Good morning, Nick, I'm hearing you. That's a noise floor, but we're hearing you. All is well here. Pretty normal weekend here. Had a little rain through the week, but looks like it's back to trade wind weather and pretty nice weekend in Hawaii. Over.
Oh, man, beautiful signal, Gus. You're S7 to S8 on peaks, and good audio on your signal there, Gus. So good to hear you. And how's things going down there in Hawaii?
Going okay. It's been kind of a busy week here. Just at work here. A little volunteer work for the Shiz Network and so forth. But all is okay here. We're just kind of getting up and getting ready. It's early. So we'll hope to head down to downtown to the Chinatown area and buy some fish this morning and bring it back and put it in the freezer and pack it in coolers and fly it out to Portland, Oregon on Thursday. So we're going to take a little road trip on Thursday, Thursday through Monday, and head on up to Portland, Oregon, then drive up to Vancouver, British Columbia. I'll look around a little bit, drive back on Sunday, then fly home on Monday. So kind of a whirlwind, quick road trip looking forward to. So that's all the news that's worthy of the net. The AL7DD from N87 Juliet.
Okay, Gus. Well, you're going to be gone next weekend, and too bad we couldn't hook up here to drive up to Vancouver, BC. But you pushed over S9 on that transmission, so very, very good signal coming up here. So very good, Gus. Oh, and WA3MGY, I wanted to say hello to you this morning. He had a pretty decent signal out here on the West Coast, so he wanted to say hello to you there, Gus. Over.
Okay, I think I was hearing you, Dick. W5CDC and 87J. Are you hearing me? Over.
Yeah, yes, N87J, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, that you got a good strong signal into Dallas-Fort Worth. How do you copy me? Over.
Well, Mary, you just armchair copy, so I guess it's up this morning. I guess we're getting a little bit from the propagation gods. Over.
Yeah, it's been tough the last couple of weeks. What Nick said was that Whiskey Alpha 3 Mike Juliet Yankee wanted us to say howdy. He was up first on the list today. He was up in the mountains at his place, and he wanted us to be sure and pass along his greetings to you. Over.
Oh, okay. Roger that. Well, great. Yeah, good to hear from old Rick. yeah, we were stationed at the Electronic Engineering Center together. We're called the Shake and Bake ETs. There was a cadre on us there that were designing prototype of equipment. He did his four-year hitch there, and I think he went on to bigger things. So I sort of stayed in the Coast Guard for a while. So, okay, real good. Well, if you hear him, pass it back to him. I don't know. I don't think I'd have propagation to Pennsylvania this morning, Dick. Over.
Yeah, roger. Well, you're plenty strong here in the Dallas-Fort Worth. You're S7, no problem at all. And I was going to ask you, you said you're taking a little road trip to Port. You're going to start in Portland, drive to Vancouver, and back to Portland. Is that how I heard that, over?
Roger. That's the plan. Just a little long weekend, over.
Yeah, that's Vancouver, British Columbia, correct? Not the Portland, Vancouver, Washington, across the river. You're going to be a little longer on the road on Interstate 5, over.
Roger. Yeah, it's about 5 hours total time. So, drive up, stay overnight, spend a day, maybe drive up the Sea Sky Highway and then back to Vancouver, spend the night, then drive back down to Portland and fly out, over.
Roger. Is there anything special going on up there, or just going somewhere to go somewhere?
Just to get off island. We decided to take road trip there. We want to do it before it gets too cold. The weather's still nice enough for us to do that, for my island girl to do that. And we're going to bring some frozen fish to my wife's niece in Portland, and hopefully bring back some Dungeness crab, over.
Hey, now, there you go. Sounds like a decent swap to me. All right, sir. Well, you have a very good weekend and a very good trip next week. It means we won't talk to you next week, but you have a good trip, and we'll look for you in a couple of weeks and see how that crab turned out. Over.
Okay. Well, we'll have a full report for you then. So you take good care of yourself and stay dry. W5CGC at 87J.
Roger, NA7J, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, 73 Semper Paratus to you, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, no one dinger or anything from our buddy W86ANH. Hopefully he's listening on the internet, and we'll say howdy doody to him, and we'll turn it back to you for any checks from up in the Northwest. Over.
Okay, well, very fine. Did my muffling take care of itself?
Did what take care of itself?
You said I was a little muffled.
Yeah, a little better. It improved, yes, indeed. And your signal strength is just S9++ right now, over.
Yeah, I backed off on the mic game a little bit, too, so just wanted to make sure and see if I was doing okay. All right, well, things going along well here. Supposed to have a nice day, but then tomorrow there's another front coming in. So we're going to have a little rain tomorrow, and then I think a couple cloudy skies. And I have a visitor, a friend of mine from over 40 years in Alaska, visiting here this week. And so he's a big help with the tower project there. So sure appreciate him happen to be here when I pulled my tower over.
Hey, man, that's pretty good. You lucked out indeed, but that's quite the project. So congratulations on getting that all done, and we'll chat again here in a little bit after the top of the hour. Roger?
Roger. I'll be here for the duration.
All right. With that, let's see if we have some additional check-ins. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm looking for Coast Guard Veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Okay, that was quite a jumble. Is there a Golf Hotel Tango? Is there a station ending in Tango? Two Golf Hotel Tango. Okay, I've got you. Who else?
K7 Bravo Alpha Bravo.
K7 BAB. All right. Who else? Sugar, whiskey sugar? Okay, boy, I tell you what, all of a sudden the signals are very light. There are others out there. Let me take with the antenna pointed this direction, K7BAB. How you doing, Bruce?
Good morning, Dick and Nick. Boy, you're sounding great up over here today, Nick. Almost blew my ears off when you first started talking. Good here, everything is going great. Silverdale to pick up some ham equipment that Brent and I wanted in a state auction, so drive around the town to go pick that stuff up.
Oh, roger. Well, fantastic. Any good stuff? Big what kind of stuff did you get? Over.
They've run four or five online auctions, but this was kind of the end of it. But there was a ton of calling stuff and other great stuff in there. My buddy got a national receiver and a bunch of calling accessories, and I got an antenna and a whole pile of books and some other assorted little bits and bobs.
Well, good deal, good deal. That'll add to the collection there for sure. All right, very good, Bruce. Well, you have a good week. We've had some fun here. The Admiral had had his buddy Travis from Austin here until midweek this week. He just been kind of moping around ever since. So hopefully, Mr. McGee's doing all right. Over.
Yeah, he's doing great. If I ignore him a little too much, sitting at the radio or whatever, he brings it totally around and just won't leave me alone until I stop and play with him for a while. K7BAB.
All right, sir. 73 Semper Paratus. We'll look for you next week. K7BAB, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Kilowatt 7, Sugar Whiskey Sugar. Not too strong, but we'll give it a go. Go ahead.
We've already had a fire in the wood stove one morning, so that is coming, whether we like it or not,
Joe. Yeah, Roger, Steve. Goodness gracious. Yeah, that sounds like the weather has turned a little bit, especially if you got to have a fire there in the stove. Any sign of any moisture on the ground yet? Over.
Towards the end of next week, we might actually get a little dusting of the white stuff.
Youch! Boy, that's, talk about a difference in temperatures. We're going to be in the mid-90s all week, close to 100. It's just not cooling down here at all, Steve. Over.
QSL. Well, who knows? Maybe this winter we might have to come your way just to escape a little bit of it, QSL.
Roger. Well, it'll be this way at least probably through the middle part of October, if not longer. So after that, it may start cooling down. We'll hope. Good talking with you, 73 Semper Paratus, and always good to have you on board and get you on the payroll. Over.
Thank you very much, Dick. Semper Paratus to you, and hope everyone has a great day. Kilowatt 7 Roger.
Let's Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dick. Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango. Nice guys, clear day up here in the North Country. Yeah, Charlie, I'm going to be on 50 miles away at 26 degrees and fog. And you're getting up in the snow country up there, so they probably just don't care too much about
it. Wow, 26 degrees? Did you, that's almost too cold. Over.
It's not too cold until you get that minus sign in front of it, but we see enough of those.
Well, yeah, eventually, but it seems a little early in the year for that kind of weather, at least for us down here that are in our shorts and T-shirts and you know, wringing wet just sitting here breathing. Hope you're doing well other than that, and hope you're staying warm. Over.
Duty station was on the St. Lawrence. Some of the boys from the south used to say, somebody complained about the weather, they said, wait a minute, it'll change. You're in the North Country. And I was supposed to be getting some surgery done, and due to the medics making a big mistake somewhere along the line, I've been put on hold. Just as long as it's not on ice, I'm all set.
Roger. Well, very good, Harry. Well, good to talk to you today. Big Semper Paratus to you. Thanks for joining us and being part of the Coast Guard Net for this week. Take care. We'll look for you next weekend. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net looking for additional check-ins. Coast Guard Veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
This is November 1, Mike X-Ray Bravo.
November 1, Mike X-Ray Bravo. Go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon to you and good afternoon to the net. This is November 1, Mike X-ray Bravo, Carlos in Salford, Virginia. Still active duty for 8 more months where I will be retiring after 30 years in the Coast Guard. So I just want to jump in and say hello. This is November 1, Mike X-ray Bravo.
Well, 30, my gosh, Carlos, very good. Active duty Coast Guard, November 1, Mike X-ray Bravo. Good to have you on board today. What are you going to do after you retire? Have you got a spot picked out? Where are you going to go? Over.
I'm going to play ham radio and relax. I'm ready to retire and enjoy my retirement. I don't want to get another job. So that's what I'm trying to do. November 1, Mike X-ray Bravo.
Okay, where are you going to stay there in Virginia, or are you going to move somewhere? Over.
Well, so far, that's the plan. I have 3 granddaughters that live north of Baltimore, so, it allows me to see them once in a while. So for now, this is the plan.
That happens that way. Absolutely. Well, very good. What is your actual retirement date? Over.
It will be the 1st of June. 1st of June of next year. 8 more months.
Okay, 1st of June next year. All right, very good. 8 more months. You're not counting or anything, are you? Do you know how many minutes, hours, and seconds?
No, not quite.
Well, congratulations on that. Are they keeping you busy up there with all the Coast Guard duties? Over?
Yeah. I am a flight surgeon. I'm a commissioned officer of the Public Health Service, but I have done my career with the Coast Guard, and I was covering the air station at Elizabeth City. But now the job is in Portsmouth at the clinic in Portsmouth.
Roger. Well, I trust they're kind of keeping you busy doing that for sure. Yeah, Roger on the flight surgeon part of that. So very fine. Well, thank you, sir, for what you're doing, and congratulations on your Coast Guard career, and we wish you the best. I hope we talk to you again before you retire. Over.
Probably I will. I show up once in a while. I every 2 or 3 or 4 months I will show up. So if I'm here on Saturdays, I will be more than happy.
All right. Very good, Carlos. Good to have you on board today. Active duty Coast Guard, flight surgeon, this November 1, Mike X-ray Bravo, 73 Semper Paratus to you, and we'll see you again real soon. Any additional check-ins now? Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary. Okay, I think I heard another one. Can I get some help on that? Station calling. Try again, please. Over.
Whiskey 8, Mike Oscar X-ray, portable 4.
I don't think it was you, but that's all right. I think it was a different call sign. But Whiskey 8, Mike, Oscar, X-ray, go ahead.
Roger, Dick. I'm a jarhead, not a Coast Guard vet, but thought the net might find it interesting. I'm operating portable next to the old Coast Guard station at Cape Hatteras on the Outer Banks off the coast of North Carolina. We got a nice signal here. About a 5-8 at the peak. Just thought I'd report that to the net. Some of the members may remember the old Coast Guard station here at the Cape Hatteras that is no longer here, but well remembered. And here's Bob, W8MOX portable.
Yeah, very good, Bob. The old Coast Guard station, Cape Hatteras. Well, that means that you got a little touch of a hurricane out that way. How's were you out there for that, or did you just get out there recently? Over.
No, Dick. We arrived last week, a good week after Dorian had done considerable damage to the southern part of the Outer Banks, the southern end, got a lot of sound side flooding, but we got down about it. We're visitors. We live in Northern Virginia near Washington, D.C., so the folks are rolling up their shirt sleeves and doing a good job of cleaning
cleaning up, but they had considerable flooding from the sound side here, thanks to Dorian. And then this week, with the outer bands of Humberto, hundreds of miles to the east here, a lot of surf overwash along the eastern edges and eastern beaches. So kind of the story here, but we're definitely just visitors. Back to you.
Okay, very good. Thanks for that report. Thank you for your service. And a nice signal on the portable operation there. Whiskey 8, Mike, Oscar, X-ray, portable. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Dallas, Fort Worth, 7-3s, and thanks for the report.
Thanks, Dick. A pleasure, and have a great night. Semper Fi, back at you, Semper Paratus, W-8-M-O-X, bye.
Semper Fi to you. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Well, let's see here. I think maybe one more check-in on this frequency before we QSY. One more Coast Guard veteran, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary. Ending in kilo. Sound like a station ending in kilo.
Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Alpha Lima.
Kilo Golf 4, well, that's close. There's a kilo in it anyway. Kilo Golf 4, Radio Alpha Lima, go ahead.
Hi, Dick. Nice to hear you up here in Tallahassee. I guess the propagation's not too good. Got a good strong signal on that here in Tallahassee. Just where it's 673.
Yeah, Bob, I kind of dropped the antenna a couple of degrees to the south there. Might be able to hear you a little bit better. How's things in Tallahassee? I don't know if you got any of the rain and that sort of stuff that they were having out there from that other hurricane or not. Over.
No, sir. We haven't gotten a drop of rain. We had a bad storm. Came through quickly the other day, knocked out our power for about an hour. Other than that, this morning it was 65 degrees, and it's about 86 and sunny right now, so we're doing really well.
Roger, roger. That's good to hear. Absolutely. Signal came up tremendously with a little drop of the antenna to the south, so good to have you on board. Big Semper Paratus to you, and glad you were able to make it in here. Over.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking the time to get me on the books there.
Roger, roger. Well, it's time for us now to QSY to 14327. That's 14327. 14327 is the frequency. We'll be up there momentarily. AL7DD will probably be up there warming things up for me as soon as we get a chance to get up there. Right now, it's time for us to see what's going on with our friend up in Canada, Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel in Lethbridge. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Thank you to begin.
Charlie Golf Charlie, Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel. Sorry, I was beating the heck out of your radio, Fred Ed, with Ed Watson.
Well, you know, I was beginning to get really worried there. I was going like, oh, well, I think I heard something, but I wasn't sure. Very good. Well, it's been an interesting day. Propagation to some parts have been fine. Oh, there's a one-dinger there from our friend Carl in Denver, Colorado. Hello, Carl. Hope you've been able to listen on the internet today. Anyway, it has been interesting. I've had a little challenge into the mid-Atlantic states for the most part, but other than that, not too bad. Over.
Well, good. Nice to hear. I do notice that the fading is still with us, though. You went from a 9 down to a 5 and back up again. Over.
Roger, roger. It is. There is some of that going on, too. So. Good luck with the maritime net today. By golly, it looks like we're already a minute or two early again. I don't know. I may have to reclaim my time. Over.
Well, I'm not keeping track. I hope you aren't. Anyway, okay, thank you very much. Are you getting any ill effects from that storm that came ashore and is staying in Houston?
No, negative. The storm went east of us and north of us. It looped up around the Red River, which isn't that all that far north of us, but it looped up into Oklahoma and completely missed us. We didn't get an absolute drop, not a thing. just the humidity from it. And man, has it been humid. Over. Alright, sir, thank you. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, now QSY to 14327.
IWC, KL0, Quebec, Zulu, any of the Alaskans call now. This is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, assuming net control until Richard gets up here. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for any stations that want that served in U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, or Public Health Service doctors.
W5 CGC.
Okay, there's the man. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. I only have one in Kilo Charlie 2 November Alpha, and I'm not sure of the last one, and if it's a Sierra or a Kilo. I have a rough time with the last letter, but only one check in Kilo Charlie 2 there. Richard, back to you.
All right, very good. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5 CGC, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Got one station on the list here, Kilo Charlie 2, November Alpha. Let's go Sierra and see what happens. That's John up in New York. Nick, he's really, really light with me. Are you copying him? It's KC2 November Alpha Sierra.
Okay, that's what I was having trouble with, was the last letter. Okay, John, KC2 November Alpha Sierra. Go ahead there, sir.
KC2 November Alpha Sierra.
Okay, well, I understand he hasn't been on the air for a while, and that's what Richard looked at the computer and said that you hadn't been around for a while. So how's things been going up there in your neck of the woods to keep you awake so much? Over.
KC2 November Alpha Sierra.
Okay, KC2 November Alpha Sierra, L7 Delta Delta. Very good. Well, don't speak such a stranger. Stop by and see us again. So thanks for checking in. Kilo Charlie 2 November Alpha Sierra, L7 DD. Back to you, Richard.
All right, be sure to say hello to Carl. He is listening on the internet. Apparently not able to make it to the radio again today, but all the best to him. He's been having some health issues and mobility problems that keep him from getting into his ham shack. Got to go down some stairs, and that's a challenge. So he's not been able to get into the ham shack for a while, but he's one of our regular members, and good to have him on board. Let's see if we have any additional check-ins now. For the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, I'm looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary. Any additional Coast Guard check-ins? Looking for Coast Guard Veterans, Coast Guard Active Duty, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary. Well, it could be one of those slow days, Mr. Nick. I'll turn out to the West Coast and see if we... Can round up anybody out that way. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
T9LNX is in there.
Okay, I'm just not hearing him today for some reason. Go ahead and call him.
K9LNX, K9LNX, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, you copy me out here on the West Coast. Yeah, I thought I heard him, but I got the quad pointed toward the east, so we'll make a connect call up to Alaska after a bit, but I thought I heard him in there, but we'll make the connect call for Alaska. Thanks for letting me know. Over.
Okay, Nick, no problem.
Okay, that was, he was letting me know that Larry, KL7IQQ, was in there, Richard, so do you have anything else, K9LNX?
No, not really. I'm just sitting back here enjoying the cool weather. And went out in your neighborhood here a couple of weeks ago, and you had real good weather.
Well, yeah, we had hardly any rain. We just started getting our winter rains here, so we had some really good weather almost all summer there. Over. Yeah, roger, roger. Well, it's been pretty nice weather. We didn't get too hot, didn't get too cold. We call that the Goldilocks weather. that was probably one of the first days that we had. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and thanks for letting me know that the Alaskans are coming in this morning. Appreciate it. K9LNX, AL7DD. Okay, Richard, I'm going to bring the quad to bear on the great state of Alaska. Seems like the band finally opened up. That's the way it's been here the last couple of weeks. About 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, the band opens into Alaska. So we'll bring the quad to bear on the great state of Alaska. Looking for our Alaskan members, KL7IQQ. You there, Larry? Well, I turned the quad in your direction. I called you about 9:30, but I guess the band wasn't quite open. Nope, he didn't get a drop of that rain that went into Houston, that 40 inches of water that drew out of the sky. He said all he got was a dry spell and a hot and humid week. None of the rain fell out of the sky, over. Okay, Larry, KL7IQQ, AL7Delta, Delta, and, Mel just came into the shack, scared the living daylights out of me, but, I saw where, that transmission line from your neck of the woods there is damaged, and looks like you guys are going to be paying some more bucks for electricity, Larry, over. Yeah, roger, it's out on the news there on ADN, but they can't use the Bradley Lake Hydro Project because all that line is damaged. I think they said something like 17 miles or something, and it's going to be a while before they even get the wire up there to Alaska to fix it. So everybody else is going to have to be supplying power. So going to be a pretty rough time until they get that thing fixed. KL7IQQ, AL7DD. Okay. Yep, won't be using much juice while you're down in Arizona there. All right, Larry, nice signal this morning after the band opened up. And see if I can get into Juneau Town or maybe Sitka or one of those other places that we have some good Coast Guard members. KL7IQQ, Semper Parata, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Okay, clear with KL7IQQ, looking for any more of our Alaskan members. KL7IWC, KL0 Quebec Zulu, KL2 Yankee Echo, KN4 Alpha Alpha Whiskey, any of our Alaskans? Any more of our Alaskans? KL7IWC, KL0 Quebec Zulu, KL7 November Charlie, KL2. Got that. Oh, KL2 Yankee Echo, and any of our Alaskans? Well, nothing heard. We'll bring the quad back around there and to Richard and see if how he's doing. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. The quad's coming around in your direction, passing through eastern direction here. So back over to you, Richard. W5 CGC AL 7DD.
Nice big strong S9 signal, by golly darn. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. W5CGC, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, looking for additional check-ins for the U.S. Coast Guard. Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard active duty, U.S. Public Health Service doctors who serve with the Coast Guard, and Coast Guard auxiliary. W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
WA7, Victor Lima, Tango.
WA7, Victor Lima, Tango, go ahead. Is that WA7VLT?
India. It was 58 degrees here this morning, overcast, and I'm on Washington State to help you out there so you don't have to return fast. And I was going to try to catch you.
I got you, Bob.
All right, well, I got a good chunk of that. WA7 Victor Lima Tango, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Little light, some QSB in the middle of it, but good to have you on board with us. It's been a while, and thank you for stopping by. Semper Paratus, over.
Good to hear you. Like I said, I'm trying to catch up with Dick on the CW side. I mean, Fred up there. He bounces over me. I'm only 5 miles. One of these days, maybe I'll con him and meet me halfway down, and we'll have coffee or something there, or dinner, whatever, between here and Port Angeles there. Go.
Roger, roger. Well, good luck with getting in touch with him. Over. All right, Walt, WA7 Victor Lima Tango, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. And Nick, do you say you had somebody?
Yeah, N4 NMK Bob was calling you. I could hear him pretty good.
Really? I didn't hear him. Let me turn the antenna. Go ahead and call him.
N4 NMK, N4 NMK Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Copy, Bob. N4 NMK, N4 NMK, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Okay, Okay, Bob, yeah, you're up and down too, but you had a pretty good signal when you were calling Dick there. Then they got some side splatter from somebody here. But anyway, how's things going over there, Bob? Over.
Well, it's bright and sunny with 8 degrees.
Oh, got that, 8 degrees and bright and sunny. Well, at least you don't have the humidity like Richard has there. So, Richard, you got the antenna in Bob's direction, and you hear Bob, over.
Well, I turned the antenna out there, Bob, and I barely hear you, but I hear you in there, N4NMK, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. I'll give you an Andy update. I haven't done that. It's been kind of a very interesting week in a lot of fronts. Andy is doing pretty well. They seem to have finally got his meds under control and a few other little niceties taken care of there. He went to happy hour yesterday and had his weekly Kentucky bourbon and whatever he had with it, so he was happy about that. And also he's been eating pretty well. That's good news. The bad news is that my sister fell and broke a vertebrae in her back, and she is currently bedridden, flat on her back, and unable to get up to the hospital or the nursing home to see Andy. So he's kind of been having to fend for himself, and in some ways, I think that actually has worked out good. I think not knowing that he can't rely on her to come up there and do every little thing for him, I think he's starting to do some more things for himself. So that's good. And my brother Barry, who lives in the area, is taking up some of that slack. So far, so good. We'll see how it all goes. But it was kind of hairy there for a while earlier in the week. Over.
Roger, Dick. It sure does sound like it. Well, I'm glad maybe it is pushing him to do better himself. Hopefully that's the case. Other than that, QSC towards the end there.
Roger. Well, very good. Looks like somebody turned on a TV to watch football or something. Oh, man, what a plasma line right here on 14327. All right, sir. Well, you have a good week there, Mr. Bob, and glad we got you checked in, and hope you're doing okay. How's your how are you coming along there with all your mobility issues? Over.
Hi. Funny you should ask. I just got back from the medical walk-in urgent care center. Well, I was up on the roof last Saturday fixing my Marine VHF antenna. I slid and almost went off, and I frantically grabbed the ladder in just in time. And I broke the muscle. Anyway, nothing's broken. So just give it some time and it'll clear up a little.
What are you doing up on the roof for number one? Now you've already heard that story, I bet. Well, I'm glad things are okay. Over.
Yeah, Roger enough. I really did get rayed out by my daughter and my ex-YL, but I won't go up again, Elvis.
Oh, Lord. Oh, boy. Got to do what you got to do, right, Bob? Well, you take it easy. I'm glad to hear things are okay. And you're on the mend, over.
Yeah, Roger, he said it's going to take a week or two. But anyway, you know how it is with antennas, over.
Oh, I do, absolutely. I stand there on the ground and look at mine and go, boy, I need to call my son Dave to come over here and climb up there and do something about that, over. Yeah, Roger. All right, sir. Well, you take care of yourself, Semper Paratus, and thank you. Glad you got back in time to call in the number. Over.
Roger, I think that skip my best to Pop. Over.
I will do that. N4NMK, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. I'll stand by for any additional check-ins. Coast Guard Veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary.
Kilo Delta 4, India Zulu, recheck.
Kilo Delta 4, India Zulu, go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Dick. This is Jack.
Yeah,
possibly also with you about trying to activate the Connie here in Baltimore Harbor during one of the ship's weekends. Was that you, Dick?
Well, we were talking about it. There apparently has been a group of folks on the Facebook page for the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net Facebook page that were interested, and I do have the name of the individual who is in charge over there that would be the contact person to get things set up. Over.
Okay. I also have that information and have sent them an email. I just don't want to go across purposes to the club. I want to make sure that whatever gets done in concert with other folks. I did send the email out, but if I could get some of that information from you, that would be good. I do not use Facebook for a number of reasons. Cannot log in. Is that an open group?
No, it's a closed group. It's a closed group to only ham radio operators with some affiliation to the Coast Guard. It's not an open group. Over.
Okay. Well, that doesn't help me a whole lot, and I won't be able to get to the information on the group, and I am not going to reactivate Facebook for security reasons. I've had some real problems with them, and I don't want to revisit any of them. Would it be best if I just drop you an email, over?
Yeah, why don't you just drop me an email, and I'll get the information of some of the other fellows that have been interested, and then maybe you can contact them that way.
Okay, that'd be great. Is your QRZ address the best one?
Yes, sir, it sure is.
Okay, we'll give it a go. Thank you, sir. Taney 4 Isaac.
Yeah, it'd be great to get the Taney reactivated or activated during Museum Ship Weekend and on Coast Guard Day. Even just those 2 days would be just fantastic. I think part of the issue there is not only there's no ham gear on board, but it's being able to put up some sort of an antenna and leave it there. Bill down in Key West aboard Ingham has used a couple of one of the ship's verticals to great success using a tuner to make it work. So that's another possibility. Pardon me for the ringy dingy here going on. Seems like that always happens when I'm on the net. Anyway, but that would be the trick, is to get approval to put up some sort of a permanent antenna in the, probably a wire to make it work, but it would probably work fairly well. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, I do have some connections down in that area, and I think we can chase them out. It'll be interesting to see what they, how they respond. Remember also, they have the lightship Chesapeake, and they have the 7-foot lighthouse now is on the point right next to the museum area. Over.
Roger. That's very good. For the Museum Ship Weekend, they like to have you on board the station actually on board the vessel that's part of the weekend. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. And, of course, the light vessel, Chesapeake, I guess, is technically a Coast Guard ship as well, so it is there. It'd be kind of cool to get them both going. We'll see what we can do. I feel compelled to start moving forward with that, and hopefully some of the gang there will be
Roger, roger. Well, very good. I'll look forward to getting your email, and then we'll follow up with that information off the Facebook page, and also the information I got from Bill down on Ingham as far as the contact, and see if it's the same one. Very fine, John. Well, good to have you back, and enjoy the weekend, and We'll say 73s for now. KD4IZ, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Contact.
Deck, and I'm looking forward to this. Send you an email in just a few minutes. KD4IZ.
Okay, I got a contact. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is KK4IMP on the beautiful Coast Guard Cutter Ingham. If he's interested in some information, we use both of the 35-foot verticals, as well as we use the fan, as well as there's a great big wire on the top that runs between the two masts. We call it a horizontal V. We use that antenna also. So all the antennas are usable on these ships. They have to go through the patch panel and the radio room, over.
Okay, John, are you copying KK4IMP?
Yeah, your KK4, is it India-Mexico Tango?
INP, India November Papa.
Okay, yeah, there's a little bit of shade in the
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, Bill uses just about every antenna on the ship. So through that, so it works out well for him. He gets out very, very well. So and then I know they've got another one or two antennas that are put up just for the ham operation. But there ought to be something there that's usable, John.
Roger, Roger. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, Dick. KD4IZ.
Okay, Bill, thanks for the update.
Yeah, Dick, additionally, the contact there is Paul Cora. And it doesn't do any good to go to the management because they don't know what you're talking about. So you need to contact Paul Cora.
Roger on Paul Cora. He's one of the ones on the list, over.
Yeah, he runs all of the ships, and he runs that one in particular. He's been running that one ever since it got there, over.
Roger, thank you. I really appreciate it, and we'll keep you guys up to date on what happens here. KD4IZ.
Okay, very good, John. KD4IZ and KK4INP. There are a couple of other guys. I'd have to get the Facebook page up to see. They were chit-chatting about wanting to do the same thing. So we'll see if we can't get everybody on the same page and all march in the same direction, and something just might happen. That would be a lot of great fun thing to have happen, especially for Museum Ship Weekend and for Coast Guard Day. That would be great. KD4IZ and KK4INP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Any additional check-ins?
Hey, Rich.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if Carlos is on the Facebook thing, but since Carlos is going to retire about that time and he lives pretty close, he wants to do a lot of famine when he retires, maybe he could get in on the mix too.
Oh, well, we certainly have Carlos's email address. I can send him a note. We'll kind of try to stir up the pot here. And he might be very interested in that, especially with his daughters living in the Baltimore area. AL7DD, go ahead and make a final net call from up there, and we'll call it good for the week. Over.
Okay, this is Lima 7 Delta 4 Net Control, looking for any other stations that have served U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service doctors, with the Coast Guard or Coast Guard auxiliary, want to check in with U.S. Coast Guard in the radio. And the
classifications and it serves U.S. Coast Guard. Coast Guard Reserve Republic Health Service Doctors to serve with Coast Guard. Want to check in with U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio. Next call now.
I heard K3BTP.
1 Delta Juliet Mike Redford. Okay, you're up and down, Bill, but good handle here is Nick November, India Charlie Kilo. What years did you serve in the Coast Guard, sir? 53 to 63, okay, that's during when my cousin was in. So, anyway, glad to have you on board, and have you been by our website and signed up, over? Okay, go to our website, and it's w5charliegolfcharlie.org, and there's a lot of information. If you haven't signed up for the Coast Guard Club, go down the left side and sign up with us. We got 940 members right now. Okay, well, very good. Well, go back and update any of your information, especially if you change your email address so that we can get a hold of you. And by golly, thanks for stopping by and saying hello, Bill.
Okay, well, very good. Well, thanks for stopping by and saying hello.
Nope, he didn't get a drop of rain in Dallas. It all went east of him and north of him, and all they got out of it was a bunch of humid weather. Okay, Bill, glad to have you on board this morning, and have a good weekend. Semper Paratus. Okay, Bill, 73, Semper Paratus, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta. Back to you, Richard.
I didn't hear him at all. What was his call sign?
Whiskey Bravo 1, Delta Juliet Mike, Bill 753 to 63.
Oh, yeah. WB 1 DJM. You bet, Bill. Okay. Yep, he's on here pretty regularly, and I'm surprised I didn't hear him today, but I was actually pointed right his direction. And got nothing out of that. Well, thank you very much. I guess that'll be it. K3BTP is in there as well. I heard him. I think he hears you. Don't know whether turning your antenna will make any difference or not, but we'll put the capper on the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net for today. Look for us next week, next Saturday at the times listed in our website, and that would be starting at right around 0900 Pacific, 12 o'clock noon Eastern. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
Hey, Dick, I'm not copying, Nick. Okay.